Hello, you're listening to Ellie Theater Bites Podcast, and I'm here with actress Faye Reynolds, playing now in Group Rep's production of Steel Magnolias as the character of Annelle, running March 20th through April 26th, 2026. Welcome to the podcast, Faye.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to do this with you.
For those who haven't either watched the play or seen the film, Steel Magnolias is a story of six women in southern Louisiana and their lives at a home beauty shop, dramatic and comedic in tone. We watch these women's lives unfold through some very tough but relatable storylines mixed with a lot of humor. I've seen this play before a long time ago at the Newport Theater Arts Center. It was delightful. It's a play that can be great, but it rests very strongly on the cast. It's so much about the personalities of these women, and are you able to translate that to the stage? So Faye, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from LA, and how did you find yourself performing at Group Rep, a theater that's been a part of the LA theater scene since the 1970s?
Yeah, so no, I'm not from LA. I'm originally from Wales in the UK, and they came over here about coming up 3 years ago now for school. I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And then after I graduated last May, I was getting myself into the theater scene in LA, and I stumbled upon Group Rep. You know, they have such a great history and does great work in the community of theater. And I was like, okay, I need to get myself into there. And I did, and it was great. Best thing to happen.
The first show I saw you in was Our Town at Group Rep, the same theater.
Yeah.
And was that your first show at Group Rep? Have you done any other shows at Group Rep? What's your experience with Group Rep so far?
Yes, so Our Town was my first show at Group Rep, and then Steel Magnolias is now my second, so I'm fairly new. I'm still getting my bearings every now and again, but I mean, within these two shows, I've just realized what such strong bond and community that this theater holds within its, not just its members, but their subscribers and everybody who just comes to see the show. There's so much love always here.
So you're from Wales, and you studied across the pond. So what brings you to LA? Do you miss the theater scene back at home? How is it different? We'd love to hear a cultural difference maybe in theater there and theater here.
Yes. So I grew up in a very small rural town called Caernarfon in North Wales. And so my access to theatre wasn't as strong as it is out here. It was quite limited, but still, it was still fairly in the community. I never went into acting when I was younger. I was dancing and singing, and then those sort of performing elements made me found my love for acting and realize, okay, this is what I really want to do with my life. And then when I came over here across the pond, I mean, of course, in LA, you think, oh, TV film is so strong, but you do see that theater is still so prominent in these little corners, in these nooks and crannies that LA holds, that, and people still do love it. So it's quite similar, to be honest, because at home, when you think of the UK, you think of the West End when it comes to theater. And then you do have those little theaters every now and again spread across the UK. And I think that's sort of the same element that LA holds with the theater community. Of course, over here, it's stronger, being a stronger population and all of that. But it does sometimes feel like home, very strangely, to be in such a big place when you come from a very small one.
As actors do, this is I've only seen you in Our Town, and obviously you change your accent, you don't sound anything like this. I had no idea that you were from Wales until right now at this very moment.
Wow!
So good job in hiding your accent, as you should.
Thank you.
The character in Our Town is not from Wales, so that would have been a new kind of approach to the story. I guess my question is, before we get deeper into the actual the show that you're doing right now, Steel Magnolias, I'd be curious, did the change in your accent as far as acting is concerned, stuff like that, did you learn that while you were in America in the process of getting used, or did you learn it while studying in your home country?
I definitely did do accent and dialect work when I was home, and it was something that I was definitely building and working on that craft. And then when I came over here, hearing it all the time. I also speak Welsh, so not speaking my native language definitely got me to slip into that sort of change in the mouth and how you pronounce your or articulate your words. But definitely, I had heavy dialect training while I was at school and over here. So that was definitely something that I learned. That was where my craft sort of progressed. And that's when I saw, okay, this is how we slip into one and another. And then, like, definitely, for our town, it was more of like a general standard American. And then for Steel Magnolias, now it's right down in the deep south. So for me, it's always really good to be around the people. And I feel like when you constantly hear it, it's very hard to slip out of it as everybody's in one place and everybody, you build that sense of community even just through your dialect, because that's where it all comes from. That's what it stems from. So it's just very nice to slip into that, and just hearing it all the time is just, that's where I think the craft continues to build.
And so, are you saying that is it possible that sometimes you might slip into a Louisiana kind of accent even outside the show and not even realize it sometimes? No?
Maybe
No?
not a Louisiana, but I definitely do slip into an American one every now and again, especially as I like pick up on maybe a little bit of the like, we don't say, if you would like say sorry or something to somebody at home, you wouldn't say like you're good. But over here it's like when you say like you're good, like you can't help but like say it in the accent sometimes. So definitely it's a little harder to slip into that Louisiana one, but just a general American, I think I can slip pretty easily too.
So for that specific regional accent of Louisiana, did you have a dialect coach at group rep? Did you study videotapes? How did you really immerse yourself in the accent for this particular play?
Yeah, so I did have a dialect coach, an incredible one that I met through my school, Dr. Linda Brennan. She is incredible, and she had worked with me during my time at the school. So it was definitely something that was already crafted and just needed maybe a little bit of tuning into playing an L. I was like, okay, I need to hit on that, hit those R's a little stronger, just because she's not as nicely poshed and nicely like cultured in the community as the other ladies we see in the play. So just getting into her version of the dialect and not just making it a Nell's way of speaking, not necessarily just somebody speaking in a Louisiana accent.
It's now April 10th, and the show has had a few weeks so far. And you, like I said before, you're playing the character of Vanel. How do you relate to the character of Vanel? Are you anything alike?
It's actually a, it's, I think we find ourselves in every character that we play. When it comes to Anel, her wit and her humor, definitely I relate to. I tend to just have those little things that you don't expect to be funny every now and again comes out. Her way of life from a young age is very different, of course. It's from a very different time. She's had the experience of being married. She's going through a divorce. There's all of that happening for her, which is something that I can't relate to, but just the way of life and her experiences within the community is definitely something that I found myself ha able to relate to in a different aspect. So she's new to the place. I came to LA being new. I didn't know anybody. She just moved from more southern town, the southern part of Louisiana. So she's from a very different cultural place. I came from a very different cultural place. So even when the character isn't necessarily black and white, the same thing, just finding those little parts where I can be like, oh, there's that little thing there that I can just play upon and find myself into her footsteps.
So, it's a this show has is definitely placed in a very certain time of it, like the 80s. You have a very kind of 80s kind of aesthetic to this play, and sometimes you have a show. Sometimes you have plays or shows or films that really kind of set you in a time place and really tell you and give you a message or a lesson about that particular time in history. And other times it's something that's more timeless and there's more of a message that's more overbranching. And you could be like, it doesn't matter, the 80s are over, but I can still pick up this really important message that this play is going out. For you, where does Steel Magnolias fall in that kind of
Oh,
storytelling?
yes, that's a great question. I
Thank
think
you.
with Steel Magnolias, it's definitely has the prime essence of what the 80s were. You know, we have the big hair, we're in a beauty salon throughout the entire play, and we're just filled with women who are from different views and have all of their different personalities all wrapped into one big beauty parlor. And that's definitely a prime example of what the 80s is now remembered to be. But the meaning of the play definitely, I feel, is timeless. And for me, it's the thing of you find your people. And when you find your people, you can go through anything. And as we see, like the in the last scene of the play, where Malin has to now live with the fact that she's lost her daughter, it's the thing of the only thing that seems to push her forward is the women that she's surrounded with. It's the thing of when you don't think that there's anything more after like the worst thing has happened, there's always the people behind you, the ones that you have found, the family that's not blood, that it's the sisterhood that you have chosen. And I think being even just as a woman or as anybody in any community, you do have your people and you do have the ones you fall back to. And that really is what the play is, just like right in the baseline of it. It's just how you go through life and who you go through it, holding whose hand. And that's really what this play is all about. And even in decades to come, it will still be the same thing, because it's life, it's friendship, it's sisterhood, like I said, and it's the family you choose.
Well, what is something that, now that you've had two shows under your belt this year, what's something that maybe someone not inside would not know about working or performing at Group Rep?
How collaborative it is. It's definitely very collaborative, even just from everybody within. You know, there's always a new play upstairs in the box theater. There's directors, producers, writers all come in from the company and even from outside. It's not just a group of actors coming together to put on a play. It definitely has everything within. And I think having done now two shows here and seeing the reception that comes from the community, you see the value and you see how appreciative they are of that. That, as you know, we did Our Town, which has been done so many times over so many decades now. And it's a thing of, but then they do a new play. So they appreciate the old and the new. They know that theatre is timeless, and doing something as Our Town and the reception we got for Our Town just, I think, highlighted that entirely. But as I think there's definitely an essence of the community that's inside the company, but also the collaborative community that they have with just the general outside community. And there's so much appreciation and so much love and support coming in both ways.
Two very, very different plays, but they both are very deep in different ways. For you as an actress, for whatever reason, which one may have seemed more challenging for you?
Ooh, I do like that question. As an actress, I think both of them definitely had their different difficulties. What I found challenging with Our Town is definitely to go into simpleness of the life. It's just literally what life is and just living in that. And then for Steel Magnolias, it was just, as somebody who haven't done as much comedy as I have drama. So with that, it's like, okay, this character does not know that she lives in a comedy. She is just living. So finding that even in that different aspects of drama and comedy, it's still the same. It's just that there's so much difference in the writing, and obviously the dialect helps a lot. But I think the most difficult ones probably just to get into it was Steel Magnolias. Just to allow her to live and not let anything else come in between. Like, she is just in her mindset and she is coming into this new community, and it's as simple as that. That doesn't need to play the jokes all the time.
Hundreds and hundreds of theaters in LA. That's one of the wonderful things about LA. There's a lot of opportunities for different theaters and theater companies. Are there any besides the show that you're actually in? Again, I'll let everyone know and tag in the show. You're actually literally in a show right now, Steel Magnolias. But what are you looking Are you looking for the future? Is there another show on the horizon coming up? Is there a particular role that you are just itching to play?
Oh, that is a great question. And when I always tend to have like a little, oh, I'm not sure, because there's so many. But as for the theater in LA, definitely just want to keep doing theater. As much as I do want to break into TV and film, I can never stop doing theater. That's just a different sort of, I don't know, it just gives you some sort of different sort of energy, different sort of like life to it that, I mean, is as simple as having that difference from TV and stage. But it's, I definitely do want to still do theater. As for a role that I want to play, I do want to still do a bit more comedy coming into now. I'm like, okay, let's get into the comedy. The next, there's actually going to be a musical coming up in the spring over at the group rep, Applause. So I, as somebody who loves to sing and dance, I would love to get into there. But I don't think there's a specific role right now. I just like the unexpected that's been coming. I didn't see myself coming in as an L, and I was like, okay, I love this. It's becoming one of my favorite roles I've played. So I think I'm trusting the unexpected right now and see what happens with it and rolling with it.
How did the casting situation work?
It was definitely more of coming in as a young actress in this play. There's only two roles, Shelby and Annelle. Mm-hmm. And Shelby's a little older than what I would usually play. But it was like, okay, let's see where we go. I'll go in for both. And as Annelle, she definitely she brings so much comedy to her. And it's just so natural. And it's the thing of, as someone who hasn't done much comedy, it's like, oh, I don't know if I can be trusted with this. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing of, I was given the sides and it was just, okay, let's play, let's have fun. And it just happened. And it was like, okay, I'm seeing the element to it. I'm seeing this flowing. I'm seeing what I like. I'm seeing that I can work with this. And it's the, oh, wow, okay, I can do this. It's just not necessarily what I was expecting. Like, if you would ask me a couple months ago, do you think you would play this type of role? I'd say, probably not. There probably wouldn't be me playing that. But little did we know.
Right, right.